Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational here in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, and it's the 14th Insperity Tournament, and I'll confirm that in a minute with a man who's the founder of all this, Paul Sarvati. Paul is CEO of and founder of Insperity. A great organization that we've been proud to be part of for a number of years. And I've asked Paul to join us and talk to us about some of the things that are going on in his life. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you on the show. And thank you for the great hospitality and for allowing me to broadcast my show here all these years.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. So, Paul, we're going to talk about the tournament in the next segment. Before we do that, I wanted to get your thoughts on what you do as a CEO of a publicly traded company. A lot of small business owners out there, they've got that in their mind as they found their company or as they grow their business, and they think they've got something they can scale. They're imagining what's the next step. You know, do I do franchises? Do I just grow and hang on to everything, or do I go public? What advice when you were thinking about this? It's been like what 20 more than 20 years since you went public. What were you thinking back in those days?
Sure. It's really an important thing to really think thoroughly through what your priorities are. And because there's pros and cons to everything. Now, I've had the joy. I'm an entrepreneur at heart and had the joy of founding a company and then seeing it grow and develop through all the early stages of development, all the way to the point of taking it public in 1997 and then now for 20 years being the CEO of a publicly traded company. And the dynamic is different, and it has changed over the years. And it's important to understand that, you know, going public is first and foremost and primarily a financing. It's a way to, it's a brilliant way to access an amazing, amount of capital, and it's a very effective system for bringing in funds that you need to be able to make use of and make the right level of return so that you can satisfy the requirements and the demands that come from public shareholders.
But it's a big responsibility, and it's not easy, is it?
It really is, and the dynamic of being a public company pulls a variety of different directions that's different than how you normally run a company when you don't have that dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us about one of those. The major corporate investors, the shareholders, what they expect of you, those kinds of things?
Yeah, I think, first of all, you have to realize that there's a significant portion of a job of a CEO to communicate effectively with shareholders. Mm-hmm. And so right away, you've got to lop off about 30% of the time that you've been spending building and running your company mm-hmm. to, you know, tell people about the company and what's actually going on in the business. So that's a big change right from the start, and you have to recognize that. So you got to be in a position where your company is running effectively and you have the right people in the right senior roles to allow you to have, 30% of your time.
That 30%'s got to go somewhere because that's work that somebody has to do. You've got to be able to delegate that to somebody else who can do the job as well as you would have done it.
Yeah, it's very important to have your business really queued up and
so
ready to rock.
So if your organization is not ready to go public, even if you are, you've got to fix that, don't you?
That's right. You have to have that view of that to make sure that, there's areas where, your time is going to be pulled different directions.
And you said 30%. Some days, some weeks, some years, it's probably more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not 30% evenly right. Across. Yeah. Sometimes you're right in the thick of it. There's also the whole public board dynamic that's really important to understand, that you're going to be in an environment where these public board members have duties and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Fiduciary.
That are, holding the company accountable to what the requirements are. It's a good thing. I believe accountability improves both personal and corporate performance. But you have to submit to that accountability and mm-hmm. Give it the regard that it deserves. And that's a different dynamic then running the show as an entrepreneur, right, or even a private company with, you know, private equity backed or whatever your, you know, financial structure is. So you have to weigh that as well.
Mm-hmm. So that takes a lot. It's your board, but they really work for the shareholders, don't they?
That's correct. Their primary duty is to the shareholders, although, you know, corporations have multiple constituencies from employees to customers, et cetera, mm-hmm. but there's no question about who the primary beneficiary is, the shareholder, and that's where the duty is.
Do you, one of the things that I've been impressed with your company is how you balanced that job with staying true to the customer and staying true to the communities the customers are in. That's actually reflects in your mission statement, helping communities, businesses succeed so communities prosper. That's a unique mission statement. I want to congratulate you on that. And that's not easy to do as a corporate company, is it?
Well, you have to continually, you know, sell the fact that, you know, that is the greatest value for the shareholders comes out of that loyalty of our customer mm-hmm. base, the persistency of their relationship with us, because we have a residual income business model.
Right.
And, you know, we're only as good as the last interaction with our customer.
Is that harder to sell today than it was 20 years ago?
I think so. I think today
have we lost some of the connection between Wall Street and the customer on Main Street?
I think so to a degree, because there's a more of a short term emphasis as a public company.
That 90-day conference call seems shorter than 90 days these days, doesn't it?
That's right. It comes up fast, and you know. Everybody wants to know exactly what's the mm-hmm. very next thing happen. And fundamentally, to drive business success, you have to have a long-term view. And every quarter is not going to be fantastic. You know, you're going to have obstacles mm-hmm. along the way. That's how you built the company to begin with.
Is there any way, is there any chance that Wall Street will ever get that and go to six-month reviews or something? I know some CEOs don't do 90-day calls.
Yeah, that in Europe, they've... You know, you report semi-annually, mm-hmm.
and that, how would that help? How much do you think that would help a public trade company?
You know, it's again, like everything, it has pros and cons.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I do believe in keeping investors informed with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What you can't avoid is people are going to react when they mm-hmm. get information. So, mm-hmm. but I think if you take a longer term view and you don't worry about the noise quarter to quarter, mm-hmm. that's the approach we've taken.
And that's your job, isn't
right.
it? As a CEO, to take that pressure and not let it get down into the
right.
into the week. Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. Insperity.com, and it's Insperity Class, Insperity Invitational.com. Is that the website for the tournament?
Yes.
Quick break. Stay with us. 20.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.